launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Right back into your phone calls we go. And then coming up, JJ will tell us about the FBI and the surveillance state. Of course, you are being surveilled. We will go to Frank first, though, listening in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey, Frank.
Yes. You know, I was kind of disappointed hearing about the very stiff sentence, you know, on your colleague. That you interviewed earlier last hour.
Derek Jay, who hosted with us on Tuesday nights. He's in jail for at least 50 days, probably going to be 75.
And that's because of not stopping for the police car on this bicycle,
actually,
right?
Yes and no, in that, yes, that was included in the plea deal, but the plea deal covered four different arrests. The first arrest was for him throwing a dance party in downtown Central Square.
He said that one wasn't included.
The time was included, but not the fine, as I understand it.
Okay.
Actually, it didn't matter because the whole fine was, the time was suspended. So he's in for smoking pot in Central Square. He is in for the bicycle thing where he was riding his bicycle, didn't pull over fast enough for the cop. The cop knocked him off his bike and then proceeded to beat him while he was on the ground. There was that. And then also he went to the courthouse and was standing outside and was arrested in violation of a no trespass order against him. He'd been given that order.
But he hadn't gone on the court.
He believed that he had not violated that order, and the state's position was that he had. He ended up taking the plea. Hold on, Frank. I'm going to give you the whole story. So he ended up taking a plea deal to make what was essentially 11 different charges from three or four different arrests take off the table. He had gotten overwhelmed and decided to just take the deal. But the deal also includes hundreds and hundreds of days suspended time. So he's in for a 50-day good time sentence, but if he gets out and gets arrested again for a misdemeanor or a felony charge or even major motor vehicle charge, he can go right back in for 540 days. So, I mean, he's got well over a year, almost 2 years, hanging over his head of jail time. So this is a really severe jail sentence.
Yeah, and, you know, I have to tell you, it doesn't sound like it's a free state up there in New Hampshire.
No, of course not. When did we say it was?
All of these judges that are, you know, kind of...
When did we say it was free?
Yeah, but, you know, the advertising, the Free State Project and everything. I have to tell you, it seems to me to be a very draconian kind of...
It's like that everywhere. You live in New York. You want to talk about draconian.
Of course.
There's a guy here who just moved recently, Chris Cantwell. He's a comedian, and he's written up a couple of, I think, really good pieces about his first month here being in the Shire and how he believes is the best choice he's ever made in his whole life. He escaped from New York and made the move here. Immediately, the tax burden went down. You don't have to pay state income tax. There's no state sales tax either, so he's paying less in less to live. That's right out the gate. But hold on, Frank. It's a project, Free State Project, meaning there's work to be done.
Yeah,
and also,
apparently, because I have to tell you, I mean, you know, if I were going to do civil disobedience, I would want to do it on an issue that really was important, like the indefinite detention under the Defense Authorization Act that Obama had signed in December.
Great, what would you do?
Year. And, you know, especially his new legislation where he gives himself the power to detain, kill, imprison any American citizen anywhere in the world in violation of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. That's impeachable.
What would you do? I mean, that's interesting that you would want to do civil disobedience.
I
want
to do that civil disobedience, too. I consider that to be a very important issue.
And I have to tell you,
what would you do, though?
Historically, there's never been a nation where they've put a law like that into practice where it wasn't used in the interim short period. And I fear we're going to have that real soon. And you
great,
know, this
great.
Is
so what would
thing.
You do? What would be Frank's civil disobedience?
Well, I think since now it's illegal to protest at the presidential conventions, which is the first time ever in the history where it's illegal now because of the legislation that Senator Lieberman and several senators passed that say that any time there's a Secret Service person anywhere, any type of protest or opposition, even if it's just a vocal holding up a sign that's calling attention to the event. Now you're deemed a terrorist. You can be held with indefinite detention. All these things that are illegal.
So you would violate that? You would go and hold a sign?
Absolutely, because that's a violation of, you know, the First Amendment. Now, here's what I want to say. We're in a situation now whereby this country is going into an authoritarian, totalitarian transformation that's been happening really over the last 40 years. But
sure,
since 9/11, with Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security Act, the Military Commissions Act, and especially this Defense Authorization Act of last December, we're now in a situation whereby we have more draconian measures than what the Nazis had in Germany when they used the emergency provision of the Weimar Constitution to suspend all civil rights and give all of the power, in a sense, to the chancellor, the dictator. And this is something that, you know, is going to affect generations in this country, and sadly, we have so many people that are ignorant of history. Look at President Bush. He was G.W. Bush, the last Bush in the White House. This man majored in history at Yale, where you had in the 1960s some of the greatest minds in history teaching and doing the research and writing and lecturing. And any person that took the course Western civilization, the first part, knew that you could never defeat the Afghans, knew that you could never defeat the Afghans. It had been tried by Philip of Macedonia, Alexander the Great's father, Alexander
maybe that's
the Great.
Not the, maybe that's not the intention. Maybe
well,
the intention
you know, I have
is
a
to...
feeling maybe G.W. Bush spent his time, you know, studying the history of beer drinking and cheerleading.
Well, I don't know, Frank,
real,
but maybe the intention was actually to just go and create a war so the military-industrial complex
who
could
wants
make
to
a
win?
Bunch of money. Right, like,
no,
they don't want to win. They want it to go
and
on
these
forever.
These are the evils now. We can't say, oh, well, they haven't done it. Now it's been written, it's been passed as law.
But Frank, I want to go back to what you were saying earlier about civil disobedience and the Free State Project. So when can we expect you to go out and hold a sign at a political
convention?
Well,
I'll tell you, I did civil disobedience back in 1978 and 79 in the anti-nuclear movement. I made documentaries about that.
Great.
All sorts of things.
How
and
old are you
now,
Frank?
I protested the war in Iraq before it happened. I protested the war.
Cool. Protesting's important.
In New York.
How old are you?
Pardon me, I'm 56. I'm an old man. I protested the Vietnam War, you know, as a young teenager and things. So what I'm trying to say is this. I understand the need for change, but I have to tell you, if you're going to go down with jail time, do it about something that's important that's going to
that's what I find kind of insulting, Frank. And if you'd let me for a moment, I'd like to explain to you why. Now, this is a critique that I've... Well, okay, thank you for that, and I appreciate the call, and thank you very much, as always. But, look, I've heard this critique before. The critique is, why don't you, activists, why don't you focus on something important, something international? There are people around the world who are being crushed under the boot of oppressive governments around the world, or in Frank's case, he's talking about a federal government thing, like with the conventions. Why don't you focus on something important?
And
I'm
I would
sorry.
Say Frank's critique for the NDAA is better than, well, what about the people being killed in Darfur? Because, and I'd like to first off say is, what the heck am I going to do? Where am I going to protest? How other than
you
dedicating
stand outside an embassy or something?
Right. Other than dedicating my life to making money and creating a non-governmental agency or whatever that might help people in Darfur, what am I going to do for the people in Darfur? How am I going to do protests? What's that?
You can make a video with your son in it,
right.
A viral video,
and then stand out naked and do the Watusi on the corner.
That was pretty funny.
I'm not saying that these aren't important issues, but I can tell you that if I want to go create freedom, and I frankly think that that's the most important thing when it comes to these events. Yeah, you know, it's important that kids be able to grow up and in healthy environments, and it's important that women not get beaten, all these other things. But it all comes down to human freedom. My eyes, and I can't free the people of Darfur.
Well, and I find it insulting that what Derek chose, for instance, to smoke cannabis publicly, is not considered important. There are over 1 million people, 1.5 million people every single year that have their freedom stolen from them. They're thrown into jail cells, they're arrested, they lose their jobs, they lose their careers because of pot. This is incredibly important.
I am so excited about Porkfest this year.
Porkfest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1592.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1632.61, $816.31 for a half ounce, or $408.15 for a quarter ounce. That's $1632.61, $816.31, and $408.15.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-453. Get signed up for our news updates over at news.freetalklive.com. We've got email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you. Whatever your preference is, you can have them all if you want. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. Follow us via the method of your choice. And, of course, enjoy all the other features on the website at your leisure.
Many companies, as they grow, lose their passion and their mandate. Not so with O'Neill Coffee. The third-generation family-owned business still roasts each batch with the finest beans and the utmost care. They have more than 40 varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees. My favorite is the French roast decaf. It's bold, but doesn't have that burnt flavor. But they've got all kinds of flavors for you, whether it's sort of the house blend or whatever flavored blends you might prefer. To show Free Talk Live and our audience their commitment to freedom and making great coffee, they're offering a free mug and free shipping to orders of $75 or more. All you have to do is, when you make your order there at coffee.freetalklive.com, is to include FTL in the special instructions. You'll get the free mug and the free shipping. You can support great coffee craftsmanship at coffee.freetalklive.com. You can certainly go to o'neillcoffee.com and do the same thing. It's just O'Neill's kind of hard to spell, so we made coffee.freetalklive.com.
Excellent. 855-450-FREE is a toll-free number here. We'll continue with your calls in a moment. I just wanted to comment a little further on something that Frank was saying a moment ago, the idea that, well, Derek J. and some of the rest of you activists, you just aren't doing things that are important. For instance, I got arrested last 2010, actually. I was arrested for standing for a brief bit in front of a police car as they attempted to kidnap a friend of mine for drinking an alcoholic beverage in the park.
And I would contend that probably wasn't the best bit of activism. Yep.
Well, that's your opinion. You're certainly entitled to it. But I am concerned for the personal freedoms of other human beings. And I made the decision that when I saw another human being who was peaceful being aggressed against, that I was going to sit in front of a police car, as I had been inspired to do by another activist who did something similar in Nashua, David Cruz, as he sat in front of a police car when someone was being arrested for smoking a joint. Was that also something that you think was a waste?
How much time did he get?
I think that he ended up with a suspended sentence. I don't think he...
And you got like 60 days, right?
I got 360 days with all but 90 suspended.
You know,
and that's because I went to court in Keene, whereas he went to court in Nashua. And
sure. You don't have the bad name in Nashua that activists do in Keene.
Right, and I went to a jury trial, and he didn't go to a jury trial. I could have had all my times. I could have had 60 days had I not gone to the jury trial, and then have only been it for 45.
And I think that's important.
Do you think that's poor activism to stand up for someone who's smoking a joint, or was it just poor to stand up for someone for drinking?
Which one? I just, what I'm saying is that David Cruz may have been doing his best sort of activism by sitting in front of a cop car because he doesn't have the kind of microphone and ability that you do. I think you can do a superior form of activism by getting on the microphone.
Oh, so your critique is, Ian, you're too important for this sort of thing. You should just be talking into a microphone. I don't really want to hear that one. I've heard it before enough. Anyway, so the point I was making was that people should have their freedom to own themselves. They should not be thrown in cages for that. I think it's absolutely wrong for somebody who's enjoying an alcoholic beverage in a park downtown and who's enjoying it responsibly. I think it's absolutely wrong for that person to be put in a jail cell. And for someone to say
had the opportunity to take a ticket and refused that
ticket. Still an arrest. If she gets found guilty on that ticket, she'll still go to jail.
Right. So but the park in Nashua, the situation was that guy didn't have a choice. They picked him up. They're going to take him away. He was the only black guy in the park. There were several other instances and parts of that made it a better piece of activism.
Well, thanks for the critique, Mark. I appreciate that. But I really don't care what you have to say because it was about what I felt was important, okay? And I feel it's important to stand up for the personal freedoms of other human beings. And that includes the freedom to not talk to armed thugs that are trying to get information out of you. The reason why they arrested Heike was because she didn't want to give them information so they could fill out their form, so they could then send her to court, so they can then put her in jail. And so ultimately, it's an arrest. Whenever you get a ticket, you're being arrested.
I don't think
she should have even been talked to by the police. It was none of their damn business.
I concur with you. I don't think that there should be public property in the center of a town in the first place. I think it should be a private location. That way, private institutions can set up their own rules and do what they want.
So this is what's insulting to
me. I don't think you've solved that problem.
I think that the whole the Heike thing, obviously, they were called to some situation. The story with the Heike thing is more than just what she did. It's the fact that the police were initially called to that park for some other reason.
It was a guy filling water jugs from
the
water
fountain. Yes, exactly. And doing something so asinine as that, you know, for a reason to call them. It's like, that's just absurd. But I think it's more of a case where the police were just, you know what, we have this power, and at this point, we're just going to use it. So, tough. Just deal with it. Yeah. We it was like, to send a message. It wasn't like whatever Heike was doing or whatever someone, you know, there was more going on than drinking there. She was also, there was some art going on there as well.
That's true.
And so,
on her bare chest.
Which is not illegal.
Just saying.
She was not arrested for
just
that.
Want to make a clear picture for everybody listening. I hate it when people don't make clear pictures.
It's okay. Not relevant to the discussion. Okay. Go ahead.
But anyway, so, you know, she was basically in a mode of, well, you know, I'm living free, doing what I want. And the police were like, well, yeah, we have the authority. And that's what it all comes down to. And the same reason that Derek J. suffered such, he disobeyed. And that the same reason that as soon as you say no to the police, you have, you know, you're basically rolling the dice. Because the cops are either going to, A, more likely, they're going to be using violence and force to hurt people. Or in the slim chance they back down. We haven't seen many instances of that happening, but occasionally they will back down. But I think what Ian is talking about is, you know, when David Krause and Lauren, actually, they both had done the idea or had the idea of sitting in front of a police car while it was taking away someone peacefully. Lauren initially started here in Keene when I believe it was the Sam, maybe the arrest that came around Sam Dodson's situation.
I don't recall.
But there was a lot of arrests that happened then, and I know she was behind the sheriff's car, and it was one of those situations where at the last minute she backed off and didn't get arrested. But a lot of people were pushing towards that direction already, and then for Ian to go on and, you know, lead the way, so to speak, in demonstrating to the Keene police that, you know, what you're doing is not only unjust and immoral, but it's not something that I will stand for. And literally, he, you know, didn't stand for it, as he said in the cop car. I think, you know, there's a lot of lessons that came through the Keene situation. And one thing I want to say, though, is that Ian, being the activist he is that leads from the front and goes out there, he has basically had to do a lot of the learning and growth pains, I guess to say, of this local movement, because he's one of the first ones to do all of these things. He's one of the first ones to find out what happens.
Agreed. What's the reaction? And one of the things we found out, that he wasn't leading from the front. He was just running out by himself because nobody else did it.
So actually, there were three other people that were arrested with me that day, so
and
you're
none
absolutely
of them got
incorrect.
Any time.
Well, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They did it, and they were risking time.
Because it was Ian.
They were risking time, okay? And there's more to say. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, yeah, that's true. I have things to lose, which is why I should do things, because people with things to lose should step up.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want at 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of them. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you to the shrine. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up in about 5 weeks from now. It's going to be June 18th through the 24th, and that's where you will find hundreds of some of the best, coolest, most fun people that you could possibly be around, because they all love the ideas of freedom. That's where the starting point is between these folks, and then you can have whatever conversations you want. It's a great time to network and socialize with folks. Also, enjoy everything from family activities to adult parties like the Big Gay Dance Party that is in its third year this year. And there's just so much to do. Lots of live music will be provided. JJ, you're actually putting that lineup together.
That's right. There's a great lineup Thursday night of basically a concert lineup of live music, several bands. In fact, they're all bands that support Liberty, obviously. Mm-hmm. But there are several bands that are from New Hampshire. There's several newcomers. And one other thing that we're doing this year, just to be brief, is that there's going to be a camera set up, and with Starfall Media, I'll be running a full camera operation, and we're going to put good quality footage on YouTube of the entire pavilion event.
So you can have a switcher with multiple cameras, right?
Yeah,
so
a live switcher and
cam operators. Do you have enough operators, or do you need volunteers for that?
I could definitely use some volunteers if people want to help out. They should just come down to the pavilion whenever they have time, and then I'll be running the operation the whole time.
Great. So that's Thursday night. I think there's a karaoke night, maybe the night prior to that.
Yeah. So every day of the week, whether it's speakers or whatever, we're going to have great YouTube footage to use for marketing and to show people what's going on and to spread these ideas and the message.
There's a cool event called Soapbox Idol where people get up on stage and they've got a few minutes in front of a microphone. They can kind of rant or say whatever it is they want, and then there's judges, I guess, that make a decision on who was the best. Free Talk Live, we're going to be there every night broadcasting live, actually starting the night before Porkfest begins. So there's a lot going on, and we barely even scratched the surface of everything that happens. So drop on by to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. You can get registered there. Lock your campsite in over at Rogers Campground. It's going to be a blast. Look forward to seeing you there June 18th through the 24th. As we continue here, we can take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Matt is on the line with us in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Ian. How's it going?
Hey. You're on with Ian, JJ, and Mark. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, gentlemen. I was actually messaging you on the forums about this receiver. I just wanted to ask him, how is it going? Does it work good?
What receiver? Oh, you're talking about the thing that I bought on Amazon. Yeah, I haven't actually had a chance to try it yet. I've got my plate full of stuff to do. He's referring to something I talked about earlier tonight where I was shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com and I got a neat little satellite receiver thing. Were you calling about any issue you wanted to discuss? Because, I mean, you could always just message me off the air about something like that.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about a voluntary society, and maybe I have a misunderstanding, but I kind of have missed where people have to understand that just because they didn't have a choice in being born, they still have to work to live. You know, they have to do something.
Sure.
Right? So, I don't know, maybe that's in there somewhere. And I understand if some people disagree, whatever. That's how it is, right?
Well, I would say that we're entering into the area of rights theory, and often it's been portrayed. The term right is used all the time. You've got a right to good education. You got a right to clean water. You have a right to this. You have a right to that. And I think that it really muddies the water as to what one has a right to. One has a right to the things that one produces for oneself. You have a right to free speech because you can speak and you can make those noises with your throat. You have the right to a religion because it's your, whatever religion you want, because it's your mind and you can make that decision for yourself. You have a right to clean water on your property. You have a right to your neighbor not polluting your property, but if your property's water isn't any good, then do you have the right to force me to work for you, whether that's through my tax dollars that are used in whatever way to purify your water or whatever? I don't think you do. Do you have a right to go right ahead.
I think a lot of those issues could be solved if we had a truly free market, and you guys know that. I didn't want to get too deep into it, but I did want to throw out there, too, our buddy, what was the last guy's name there? Kenneth or something?
Roger. I have no idea.
Well, he was saying you guys need to do more activism, whatever he was saying.
Oh, Frank. Right. Yeah, Frank had his critique of what he thought was important activism.
Devil's advocate.
Right, and what the thing about it is, everybody has to live their own life and make their own decisions, and they have to decide what they want to be active about.
Right.
Frank? If you're going to sit here and complain about other people, my thing is do it.
I'm looking forward to seeing Frank go ahead and go to one of these conventions and stand there with a sign in violation of the law that he said was so important to violate.
It sounded like that's been done many times here in the Free State Project is when, presidential candidates and specifically, Obama's been here to do all kinds of speeches and people have stood out there protesting.
But this is new. The law he's talking about, we discussed on the air, it's a brand new provision that says that anywhere, if I'm recalling correctly, it was anywhere the Secret Service is guarding somebody that's, important or whatever. That if you are...
laws are just laws. They're just words. And people need to understand, just like, Frank doesn't get, but I'm sure you guys do, the ideas are what are important. The 100th monkey effect. People need to spread the word and do things on their own. And that's
absolutely
the world. That's the only way that people will truly be free.
Yeah, Yeah, you've got to step up. You can't expect somebody else to do it for you. And Matt, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You've got to step up. And that's why I do some of the things that I do, because I understand that I'm putting things on the line. I know that I've got a lot to lose, and I know that people, you know, when I was in jail, inevitably, Mark, you're not the only one who said this to me, you're so valuable, we need you on the air, da-da-da-da-da. Well, that's great, and I appreciate that that you appreciate what I'm doing. Why don't you come up here and start doing this, too, so it doesn't have to just be me and three other people?
Think about it for a second. I mean, your suggestion is you want other people to do it. What if I'd done the same thing? Then Free Talk Live wouldn't have been on the air for 60 days. Or 70 days or whatever.
So, why would that be?
Because then we'd both be in jail if we'd both
done
the same
thing.
Oh,
if you did it at the same time as me. I see what you're saying.
Right.
Well, there has to be strategy involved here, right?
Right. But, I'm suggesting that the strategy is, in certain circumstances, I mean, you're leading from the front on this issue of not paying income tax. You don't pay income tax because you believe that nobody should pay income tax. And I'm not saying that you have a really principled stance. God love you for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, how many people have you gotten to do that? Is it worth it?
I don't know.
Will
I know
it be of value?
Not everybody tells me what they're doing, right?
Sure.
So how would I know?
Will you create enough of a synergy that will prevent you from going to jail over it in the future?
I don't expect to be prevented to go to jail. I expect they're going to either kill me or put me in a jail cell for the rest of my life. I really, you know, to me, that they can do whatever they want. See, that's how I approach this. They can do whatever they want to me. And I understand that. So I've come out as a liberty activist. I've come out as somebody who's willing to take risks. I'm willing to stand up for my liberty and the liberty of other people, people that I don't even know. And I understand that that means that my whole life could be destroyed. I get it. Okay.
I know it's important to you.
That's part of the game.
And
somebody's got to stand up, and you know, if that has to be me, then it has to be me. And I hope that other people will see that happen, and they'll be inspired by it, and maybe they'll decide to do something too. I'm not saying put your whole life on the line. I'm not saying put your family or your children or anything like that on the line, but damn, put something on the line. Don't just sit back there and watch everybody else go down for freedom. I mean, we've got Derek J sitting in a jail cell right now. All he wanted to do was have a dance party,
and it wasn't even very loud.
No, it wasn't.
No,
but he stepped up. He created some activism. He created what he wanted to see. He is, you know, was trying to be the change he wants to see in the world. And so why don't you step up?
He was inspired by the Jefferson One dance situation.
Jefferson Dance Party.
Yeah, the Jefferson Dance Party that went on in Washington, D.C., where they arrested a bunch of people for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial to headphone music. And, you know, it just seems like a strange reason to arrest people.
I think that people need to see others go through these things so they can know that it's not the end of the world when it happens, and maybe they can lose some of the fear that is surrounding preventing them from doing these things. Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
For you, bringeth anything on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. Once again, the number is 855-450-FREE. You can visit us online at freetalklive.com. That's where you can experience a variety of features. They are all completely free for you. Once again, freetalklive.com, 855-450-FREE. 450-FREE for your comments. We've been talking about activism and people out there like Frank in New York, who's a very intelligent guy. He's got a lot of I think useful things to add to conversations. But he said something that kind of rubbed me the wrong way earlier in the hour, and that is that, well, he can think of more important activism that people like me could be doing with our time. And I find that a bit insulting, because everybody has things that are important to them, right? So if something that's important to you is focusing on international issues going on elsewhere, that's great. If something important to you is focusing on something going on in D.C., great. You have a blast. Go and protest all you want out there. I don't think it's going to do anything, but, good luck. And some of us think that it's more important to focus locally, focus on things that we can actually touch in our own backyard.
Well, the form of activism that he was talking about, I think, would have been valuable, but I would think I wouldn't want to do it any place but New Hampshire, because I would want the backup of other activists.
That's one of the points.
I wouldn't want to go chasing around the president or the Secret Service contingent with a sign so I can stand at every event they want to.
Right, and I don't think Frank really wants to either.
If they want to disappear you, according to the NDAA, which is what he is wanting to protest, which is the National Defense Authorization Act, which has recently allowed the military.
Something else that he wanted to protest. He wanted to protest the rule that prevents you from holding signs in anywhere where the Secret Service is protecting someone.
Something, I didn't
know. That was after the NDAA, as I recall.
And which I wouldn't know how to protest the NDAA if it wasn't by holding a sign at the Secret Service thing. I wouldn't have no idea. How do I protest this act? I have no idea. I can stand out with a sign out in front of the White House every day, but I'll bet you that there are several dozen people that stand out with signs out in front of the White House, at least on a weekly basis.
How's that going?
And it's not going anywhere.
Well, I think talking about it, obviously, and making it known is great. It's not necessarily a protest, But again, I think
education's important, and it's an important form of activism.
Well, I absolutely. Think, well, you bring up a good point in that some of these laws that are passed, it's like, well, how do I protest this law? You know, I can't just, there's no building that this law is comes from. I can't stand outside of this building, the NDA building, and be
right.
Like,
yeah,
you know, let me hold a sign and protest you. It's more like, the military can arrest people. So what do you do? Do you wait for them to arrest someone and then protest their arrest of that person?
Well, they did that with Bradley Manning, right? And we have seen some protests around him, and folks, you know, stood in front of military vehicles in front of Fort, wherever the hell they were holding him. But you're right. But in general, where the hell do you go to protest
exactly.
these things? And I agree with you, Mark, that you want to do this thing in as a smart a way as possible. You want to do whatever activism you're going to do, especially risky activism, in a way that mitigates as much of that risk as possible. So I'm not saying throw caution to the wind, but I am saying what I am trying to do is encourage people to do. And I need to do in order to encourage people to do. Because if all I do is talk, then I'm just another man with a microphone, and I'm not inspirational at all in that way. So get together with other people that have the same inspiration. Get together with other people that love liberty, and then you'll be that much more effective at whatever it is you do. Because if you're that lone guy protesting wherever it is you are, no one cares. But if you're 50 people or 200 people or 2,000 people, then all of a sudden things start to get more important and relevant in what you're doing.
Indeed.
And effective.
And you have to get enough people on your side in order to make that happen. We saw during the civil rights movement, civil disobedience was employed in a pretty relatively successful manner. You know, not every one of those pieces of civil disobedience was Rosa Parks. I think that there's been a lot of bad activism done in Keene, New Hampshire, and in New Hampshire in general. But I also think that there's a learning curve, and, you know...
You got to do it to make a mistake.
Well, wasn't Rosa Parks in more of a staged incident?
It was very planned.
To some extent, yep.
So. I think that's the thing, though. I brought up... in a previous segment about how Ian has been one of the people to experience the growing pains of this sort of local activist population. And, you know, being a person who went out and did some of these things out in front and to experience firsthand for the first time, sometimes here in Keene, the first time someone has challenged the state in this fashion, and to show people what happens, what the consequences are,
yep.
Write about it, be on the radio, make videos about it, and just sort of publicize, demystify it, you know, that's certainly been valuable. I think it could be said, like, at this point that no one can really question, you know, whether or not Ian follows through and does what he says he's going to do, or does, you know, he doesn't just talk into a microphone. Clearly, Ian has established himself as an individual who acts on his principles instead of just talks.
For better or for worse,
right.
I would agree. My critique on this is that there are better and there are worse forms of activism, and we need to figure that out at some point.
Well, obviously, you can only really figure that out by doing things and then making mistakes and learning from those mistakes and modifying your
plan. Sitting in front of the police car was successful?
Define success.
But you need to define that.
I already answered that question, Mark. I wrote up a lengthy essay about it. You're welcome to go and look for Ian's blogs from jail at freekeen.com. Maybe you should try reading one of those articles. But to summarize it for you, yes, absolutely, because I accomplished my goals. My goal was to sit in front of the police car as soon as I saw them arresting somebody peaceful. It didn't necessarily have to be one of my friends. It was just whenever I got into a situation where I knew what was going on and I knew they were arresting a peaceful person, that I was going to sit in front of that police car. So I achieved that goal. It was a personal goal, a personal growth goal of mine. It was probably the most risky thing that I think that I had done at that point, as far as, you know, jail time and what could possibly happen as a result of it. So I think that that civil disobedience, it depends on your perspective and what you consider important. So some people look at that and say, you wasted your time. You went to jail. It cost you a lot of money in your business, and it, you know, it cost you, you couldn't do your business, and you sat in jail for nothing. It was just a girl who wanted to have a drink in the park, and there's all kinds of critique. But from their perspectives, you know, it wasn't effective. They wouldn't have done that for themselves in their life. It wouldn't have made sense for them. But they aren't civil disobedience activists. They aren't people who have the same set of values than I do. And so, no, the law wasn't repealed. It wasn't overturned. They're still going to arrest somebody who's walking downtown with a beer. But I had the personal growth of being able to stand up for somebody that was being aggressed against. That was something I had told myself I wanted to do, and I didn't hesitate to do it. I didn't need anyone else to come out and do it with me. Thankfully, three people did join me, and I appreciate that that they did. So there was four of us to more effectively box the police cars in, because if I had just stood in front of the car alone, they could have reversed and it would have been over. They may not have actually even arrested me had I been alone. But
might have backed out.
Well, if you watch the video, that officer that arrested you certainly wanted to arrest you.
Oh, yeah. He definitely had it.
Really enjoy that experience. Just as a comment, you know, sort of an overview of the situation, if you will. Basically, I think what Ian did by taking a stand is it went from... So Johnny Ray had already been issued a citation at the car. He wasn't arrested, but he was given a citation for carrying an open intoxicant.
That's right.
And so they were trying to get Heike to do the same thing so they could go about their merry way and give out more tickets. So instead, Heike refused. She caused a scene by refusing and the officer not backing down. You know, the two of them just... basically argued for about 15 minutes or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it was about
minutes
that.
Or so.
Yeah, they really, really did not want to take this girl to jail. And I think that that's an important thing to point out.
So eventually they pick her up and they force her towards the car and into the car. And then that could have been it, you know. But basically what Ian did is he took this what could have been just simply one person taking away to jail, and it sort of ratcheted up to a full-on spectacle where...
Where multiple cars came out.
Exactly. And it clogged up the traffic there. There was, I mean, it was extremely, I guess, intense for that short
while. For sure.
And basically, what it did is...
Plus you had Rich Paul shouting at cars.
Rich Paul was
lit.
One of the people arrested, for sitting in front of the cop car. He saw Ian do it.
I'm not sure spectacle is success.
Well, no. But here's the deal, Mark. Instead of coming out and giving out two citations for people and then letting the system chew this person up and process them, and then the police officers just outright more tickets while the system's doing that, these police had to invest themselves into this highly charged emotional experience in which they had to literally haul protesters away. So not only
over a beer.
Over the beer, exactly.
Do you think any of them had lives have been changed over?
Oh, yes. I think every single of the officers that were involved in this situation will not forget that situation.
Well, yeah, they won't forget
it. What if
that
happened more often?
Though, Mark, you're missing the main point, is that they know when they get into situations with these people who stand up and say, no, it's not going to be easy.
It certainly doesn't stop them.
It does stop them.
No, it doesn't.
I've seen
they were looking at Derek J.
You are not getting out enough,
sir. That guy wanted Derek J.
to
light that joint so badly.
I would like you to come back on this line of thinking here in a
you
moment.
You agree with me. Please talk more.
855-450-FREE. He's right. You don't get out enough. You don't experience what he's experiencing.
Oh, I've seen the video.
More coming up. Free Talk Live, Hour 3's next.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.